Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local. Hope you're not stuck in traffic, because there's a couple of places. And even the workarounds to Highway 90 this morning are starting to be problems. Like southbound on Avalon is getting pretty heavy right now. And even Quintet Road over back on the, going all the way around, even that intersection at Old Palafox or whatever is, kind of a mess too right now. So just be aware, even the workarounds aren't awesome, but they are better than being stuck on the causeway. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I've got lots to tell you about. First of all, last Friday night I was talking about the Breeze o' Weed on Friday the 13th.
Uh-huh.
Well, the weather turned out perfect. So many families came out. They had trick-or-treating. They had food trucks all right in the city of Gulf Breeze. Really, really fun. Just a super family-friendly event. I'm so glad that the city is doing things like this to bring the people together. And it was just the costumes were so cute. And by around 9 o'clock this morning, we're hoping to put on our website, a link of all the pictures that were taken, because there were so many cute kids. We just have to show them off. They're
of course.
So cute.
That's like the missing teeth stuff around Christmas. That's great stuff. Oh, that's fantastic.
Right, exactly.
There's also a sculpture that's going to connect cities. What is this all about?
Yeah. Well, a while back, one of the local dentists started this project. He wanted to just have an art project to beautify the area. Dr. Zeman is also an artist, and he wanted to beautify the city. And through donations and no cost to the city, they've already put up several sculptures and different things that are beautiful to just beautify the city. Well, now that the bridge is opening, Artel Gallery is working with the artist to create a sculpture that's going to be linking. It's going to look literally like those giant links of a chain that they use on a ship.
Yeah.
And so one side of it is going to be on the Pensacola side near the visitor center, and the other one is going to be at the Gulf Breeze side by Wayside Park.
Oh.
So they're going to be donating that. No cost to the city. People get upset because they think the city's using money, but it's no cost to the city. It's all donated. And they're going to unveil it next week. On the Pensacola side.
Okay, I think I remember this being proposed a little while back, and I had thought maybe it was supposed to run not just Gulf Breeze to Pensacola, but at a couple of other locations throughout Pensacola and with an anchor at some point. Am I thinking about the same thing?
Could be, but I don't know about that part.
Okay.
That would be awesome if it was.
Yeah, like this, like the theme, like a theme of, naval anchored connections and chained all the way through. No, I love the idea of it. It's brilliant.
Oh, I know. It's going to be. Oh, it does. There are going to be three chain links to symbolize the city's link to the water. I'm just not reading the rest of the article. So there will
great.
Be three of them. I'm not sure what the third one is going to be, but it's going to be called The Mariner, and it's by the artist Randy New and Jared Pettigrew from Artel Gallery.
Oh, no, that's great.
So it's going to be really beautiful. And they look like they're made out of iron or something really heavy, but they're not. It's actually not that. It's, it's going to be fake, but
right.
It'll be beautiful.
No, that's very cool. You also had some girls going to the IHMC?
Yes. So it was the International Day of the Girl, and Rotary sponsored these girls to have an opportunity to go to the IHMC, the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, and it was in downtown Pensacola where they have got an actual working robot. I've seen it before years ago. I'm sure it's way advanced now.
Oh, yeah.
It will blow your mind. and the girls got to see that. They got to work with a 3D printer, a lot of STEM learning. Just so happens that one of the girls that was picked from Gulf Breeze, the only girl that was picked from Gulf Breeze, is the daughter of our managing editor, Melanie Cormody.
Oh,
so
nice.
So Lily Cormody got to go, and Melanie got to kind of see some of the things that were going on as well. But, being a mom, she couldn't go in because it was, the girls were supposed to be independent. We understand that. But it was a really cool event. And, you know, we always need to remember how amazing the IHMC is.
Right.
You know, they're doing a lot of amazing things that we just don't know about. And so just to get a peek behind the curtain is really exciting.
You guys always have so much stuff in the paper. I mean, like, you've got a story about parents showing up to the school board and what, you know, in their opposition to books. You've got a story about the parks kind of looking into business associations, you know, and reviewing that. Household Waste Amnesty Day, which comes up Saturday in Gulf Breeze. You always have great sports coverage and Splash coming in November. I mean, just, I'm always amazed. We never have enough time to talk about all this stuff, but there's so much stuff going on in Gulf Breeze, and the Gulf Breeze News, of course, covers all of it. Lisa Newell is the publisher. As always, Lisa, thank you for the time. Thanks for making me laugh a little bit thinking about the chains. I love that, and the kids with the Halloween costumes. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. All right, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet.